So my first like real 10X was actually a 10X of revenue.
Here's my challenge. It wasn't that I was just not making money. I failed 8 businesses before that. I utterly failed because I either quit, I burned out, I just, you know, lost passion for it, and it's just boom, done.
At the time, they were technically the largest client. I made that choice and I was like, hey, look, I just don't think we're a good fit.
You did it in a time. I remember this client. You did it in a time where you actually needed that.
I really needed it. If people are just being nice, hitting like on your content and leaving, they're making it worse.
Oh.
So you don't want your mom, if she's not your potential buyer, to support your podcast.
Oh, because what it does is it the algorithms say, oh, somebody like that likes your stuff, and they show more people like that your stuff.
It can happen that way, which is going to be in front of the wrong eyeballs, or it reads that, oh, they only saw it for 3 seconds and swiped away.
And that
and
also
so nobody likes
too.
It, so we're not going to send it out anymore.
Oh, speaking of those things, I just looked at on my Facebook, like, what's happening. And I'm trying to get people to like watch it for a little bit longer, but I looked at a segment that says where in the world people are actually watching my stuff.
Oh, you saw the retention graph? Is that what you?
The retention graph.
Yeah.
But then I also looked at another graph. Was like, what percent of people watch me in Australia and France?
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm like, people are watching me in Australia. Awesome. Yep.
So you probably found that like more than 80% are non-followers. Did you see that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And they're just seeing my stuff. So I'm like, this is working.
So if you want to reactivate your followers, you do photos and maybe text stuff and just not reels.
Not
reels are like 80-90% non-followers.
Oh, because they're just scrolling.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So.
And I just happen to be in an algorithm.
I'm Jared Taylor, and I want to welcome you to the Entrepreneur Experience. I have a business called JT Visuals Without the I. Because it's more meets the eye, we focus on branding and everything. That's where that little tidbit came from.
Yep.
And then we also have
Joe Caro. I'm a business coach with Action Coach here in Kansas City and also in San Diego. We do all things helping business owners grow and scale their business the right way so that their business can give them more life. It can work with systems and people so that they don't always have to show up to work and make it happen. That's freedom when it comes to business owners,
yeah, that's
dude.
Awesome.
That is freedom.
Yeah.
I've been able to experience it a few times, one of them with selling a business and the other with just having it run on its own and I don't have to be there. It's amazing. I love it. I love it, love it.
So if you're watching and you're not listening, then you will see that we're standing up.
I was about to say that. And we're standing up because we're just like powering through a bunch of podcasts and my butt was hurting too. And if you never knew how short I was and how tall he was because we were always sitting down, he made a joke earlier and he said he's Larry and Bob if you've watched VeggieTales. And I took offense to that immediately. I'm like, I'm short, but I'm not round.
Well, I said you're not fat. You might be fat in the like acronym. Do you know that?
Oh, dude, I forgot it.
It's faithful, available, and teachable.
Oh, that's your church talking again.
Yeah.
We really wanted to dedicate this episode to the things that we did that 10X'd our business. You hear 10X all over the place. I feel like people even misuse the word 10X. But the word or the term 10X just really means focusing on something that really grows your business exponentially beyond your imagination because you're so hyper-focused on doing one or two things very, very right.
Mm.
There's a book called 10X is Better Than 2X,
okay.
Or 10X is Greater Than 2X. Go look it up. It's on Audible and Amazon. But it's like as a business owner, yes, we have to build. We have to do things. We have to sometimes run the business and work on the business at the same time. But at every season of the business, we have to really find our genius, the things that we have to work on, that if we did it long enough, it'll 10X our business to where it's like, oh, we can go from 100,000 to a million if I just did these things right.
I listened to a podcast with Brad Sugars, with Ryan Pineda.
Yep.
And that was a good
great
one.
Great podcast, by the way.
But he said like, dude, 10X is hard. And he's like talking about like, depending on what phase you're in, it's like when you get your first 6 figures and then you get your first 7 figures and then you get your tens of millions and your every stage of those is like a completely different mindset. And you feel like you just have to completely do everything again.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you also realize what he also said about people who do like tens of millions and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars?
That it's all actually the same thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. But so it's like, for example, Action Coach is $1 billion. Like it generates billions of dollars. But he's like, it's not that one place generates $1 billion. It's I have 1,000 locations doing a couple million dollars each. Yeah. And so like McDonald's is a trillion, it's in the billions. They generate billions of dollars.
Yeah.
But each store does about $2 to $3 million max.
Yeah. Okay.
But how many stores are there?
Yeah. And yeah. Oh. There's a lot. They're in the real estate business, really.
Really, they're the largest landowners in the world. But again, you know, when you 10X your business, it's because you start thinking like that and you start working strategically in that way. Alex Hormozi says you got to spend the majority of your time as a business owner in the creative and the maker's box when you're making your business happen versus doing the business. Really quick. You know, our businesses are in different phases, but you're doing a really great job. What are a couple of 10X moves you've made to really bring your business to where it's at right now?
I've had like a 10X mindset shift, and I've had a 10X, because it's like 10X'd our capacity kind of thing. And then I've had the 10X of the revenue being at the beginning, and I don't know how I scored the deal, but being able to be coached by Joe early on in my business, and just so happens the timing was right. Yeah, just so happens the timing was right for both of us, and we both could benefit each other. And so that alone was actually I'm not pampering either. It's like that was something that
should really I just helped. Disagree just to disagree? Right
yeah,
now?
Disagree.
I disagree.
Ah, yeah, okay, you suck.
Depends on who you ask. All right, let's get back to the second.
So my first like. Real 10X was actually a 10X of revenue because I came in like making like $1,000 a month and then got to $10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And that difference, man, what was it? What was the big thing?
Sales. You focus on
several,
sales.
Several things.
Don't mind if I jump in.
Go ahead.
Because as your coach, I could throw some insight.
Okay.
Jared is an amazing creator. Our coaching sessions sometimes were hard in the beginning because it's like, Jared, like, no, come back over here.
Yeah.
Come back. We are going way too far right now. And what was happening was you were so happy to be the creative, to hold the camera, to edit.
Yeah.
And also I think it was just like nobody could do it like you, so you couldn't trust them to do it. But then when you shifted your mindset to like, I need more sales. How do I become a great salesperson? I gave you a couple of suggestions. You actually did it.
Yeah.
And then I remember there was this one month where it's like, Joe, I saw another one.
Dude, it was like in
Joe,
one day.
I saw another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
Well, apparently, like, I've been priming the pump, if you will. And so, like, people were warm and ready to convert. I just haven't asked. And you always say, ask for the dang business. And at the time, I knew it too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I already asked. But it, like, so one of them, I just started doing it over phone call instead.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting for that next B&I meeting or instead of waiting for that network, I'll see them then. Mm-hmm. So I'll wait for that. So my mindset shift there helped me with the sales by just calling them. Don't text to ask to call. Just call.
Yeah.
And that was some Grant Cardone listening that got into me too.
Yeah.
And then
he's good at asking for the business. That's for sure.
So in one day I just called a bunch of people and I'm like, hey, look, I got 3 seats of capacity before I run out and I would like for you to be it. It's like a monthly subscription. If you do this, we can do X, Y, and Z for you. Are you interested? Like 2 of them were from networking groups that I've already built relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was from a networking group referral, like an outside thing.
Yeah.
And so I didn't work with that person or know that person. I actually just met that person, met over email, and then said, hey, cool, can we do a call? And then on that call.
Close the deal.
I closed the deal.
And because you had somebody with credibility to that person say, you should use Jared.
And even then, I was like, I had my process back then. I called it Discovery Call was my strategy session. Actually, Discovery Call was like my quick call. Mm-hmm. And then it was like strategy session or whatever. And I was like, I got to follow this to make sure. But it was like, at the time, no, I didn't. I knew exactly. Mm-hmm. I could actually lump them all into one thing.
Yeah. It's called the natural phase. Like
you're the natural. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I didn't realize. Yeah, and then I did it.
The awkward phase, the technical phase, and then the natural phase.
And then there was like, I got this like huge rush like none other. And I want to experience this again because I need to get like 3 in one day again. It's like, dude, who else can I call? Yeah. I'm so fired up. I'm going to go home and tell Rose she doesn't have to work. I've been waiting for that day.
That was actually your...
She doesn't have to anymore. But we have a decision to make. Do I want to scale my time, be super busy, but mm-hmm. she doesn't have to work? Or hire other people.
She likes to work too.
And yeah, she was okay. She likes what she does. She's a nurse. She makes decent money, and she's like, I say decent humbly, but like
she makes good money.
It's pretty good for like a W-2 job. I think she likes
to be a sugar mama too.
Yeah, she does. She's a one-upper.
One-upper.
And I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. Like if you're my wife, then you make me look good. Then so cool. All right. But that was one of my things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I actually did. There was a fourth person. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, look, I'm technically at capacity, but I would love to have you. I could squeeze you in if you let me know by the end of today. Mm-hmm. And that was over a text. And then it was yes. And then from then on, I was like, okay, this is what cash flow is.
Oh, this is what money staying in my bank account this is looks what like? Yeah.
I shouldn't do that. Let me pass it on. And I hired an editing company. It was the first thing I did.
I remember that editing company.
But anyways, that
we
was cool.
We actually had a coaching session about that one.
Yeah.
Should I spend $2,000 a month on an editing
company? I actually had a couple other conversions too at a lower level, mm-hmm. but I was actually kind of happy to get rid of them. And one of them, they didn't show up.
Sorry. Yeah. It's not that we didn't like you. It's just.
Yeah. Well, one, you didn't pay. I was going to honor it if you paid, but you didn't pay and I gave you a smoking deal.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one was like, you didn't show up. You started paying, but you didn't show up and I'm not going to do that.
I heard the pain behind that.
But I had the opposite too. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wouldn't show up and I'm like, dude, no, this isn't my reputation to take money and then you're going to draw a card later on. I know it's going to happen. You owe me and I'm not going to play that game. I don't need you.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I would love to have you, but you got to show up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's, anyways, that's that 10X'd my that's business, cool. and it was exciting. And we've moved quite a bit of ways past there now, too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like...
Well, you're like, kind of in the next 10X phase of...
Yeah. Well, last month, compared to the previous year, closed out... I have my metrics on Go High Level showing me this, because I pass all the payments through there.
Percentages.
It said, compared to last year... In May, because by the time we're recording this, I'm up 102% from May last year. So I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Dude, amazing. One 10X move that I made in my business that really made a difference was getting a business coach.
Dude, so both things involve a business coach.
Well, here's my challenge. It wasn't that I was just not making money. I failed 8 businesses before that.
Mm.
I failed. And when it came to fail, I gave up on some. I didn't ask for help on others. I burnt out. So it wasn't that I couldn't make money. I made money on all my businesses. I utterly failed because I either quit, I burnt out, I just, lost passion for it, and it's just, boom, done. And my wife could not handle the highs and lows. And so when it came time to building the business that actually launched me to where I am right now, I had to shift my mindset, and the only way I could do that was to get the right help, and that was a business coach. So my wife's brother had a business. When he hired or invested in a business coach, and he was coming back and saying, we're doing this, we're doing that. And in my pride, I was like, dude, I could do that. I could coach you. I could do this. I could do that. And now that I think about it, I felt really stupid just even thinking that I even said that. Anyways.
Hindsight.
So we got to the point where Christy was a believer. I wasn't. I had all the pride. And she's like, we need to get a business coach. And I still said no. Actually, I said I wanted a male business coach because – his business coach, which turned out to be my business coach, was a lady. And I was like, this is weird. I'm not going to have a lady tell me what to do. I was there. I'm not going to deny it. I was there, okay?
Yeah, he's not saying he's still there.
Yeah. Right. Yes, right. with all that being said, my wife gets invited to an event from somebody who we met at a networking group. That event was held privately at a small restaurant where we were at. My brother-in-law's business coach was there doing the seminar. And Christy was like, this is a sign. We need to meet with her. So she sets up the meeting without my permission, by the way.
Okay.
But I reluctantly was like, okay, but I'm not going to hire a female business coach. I just want you to know.
Yeah, I'll go through the sales thing. Actually,
that's just what I was thinking.
You already knew sales then too, right?
And my business coach knows this is, I knew sales.
Because you went through Primerica?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did Primerica for a while. Did okay. But I thought I knew sales because we were converting at 90-something%. Turns out we were discounting everything.
Mm.
That's how we sold a lot, which it didn't feel like we sold a lot because it's like, why am I working so hard for all this money?
Mm.
So we meet with the business coach, and, you know, she's really good. She closes. She puts the application, says, where do we go from here? My wife is stomping on my leg underneath the table, and I pull out my card, and it was $1,275 a month. I remember. And it was money that I thought we didn't have, because we were only making like under $200,000 mm-hmm. a month. And at that point, she only did one-to-one coaching. So it's $1,275. You know, she's at like $5,000 a month right now for certain clients.
Oh, wow.
Her average, yeah. $1,275. I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to pay that. I ended up doing it. I have no idea, like, why. But something in me said yes. My wife was stomping on my foot. I did not want to fail again. And so in a matter of 2 years,
you're in a sales call. Like, what was Carrie's perspective there? Because, like, if you're ever given a sales pitch and you see a husband and wife and the wife's kicking, like, you know they're
kicking.
Well,
you know what her sales pitch was? She asked for the business and she just stared at us uncomfortably. Didn't say anything. She's like this.
She knew it.
So what are we going to do? And I'm just like, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. But I did it. We did
it. But you're right.
And it's the best decision we ever made. So, Coach Carrie, if you're watching this, this is attributed to you. But she was able to teach and coach us on the right mindset to have to be a business owner. Because for me, I was in the self-employed mindset. I got to do everything myself. I'm the superhero of the business. But I was burning out. I was about to fail again because I was done. You know what I mean? And then it's like, systems and teams, and what does it really mean to brand and to market and this and this and that. I built a business, guys. In a matter of 2.5 years, I built a business where I wasn't doing the work. I was running my managers. I was coaching them, doing the team meetings, and I just did what I was great at doing, which was networking and all this kind of stuff. We sold the business for a really big EBITDA, which is basically the metric that they use to kind of see what your business is worth.
Okay.
And now I'm coaching the people that bought it.
Nice.
And so, like, getting the right type of help where that person or that group could help you focus on the things that matter, 10X my business. It was money I didn't have. Here's the crazy thing. When it comes to 10Xing your business, most of the time, the investment required, which is most likely time and money, you probably don't have it right now. Or you don't think you do. And that's the beauty of 10Xing. 10X requires you to step out and do something as an investment before, you know, you get the result. It's not like if I put this much money into a marketing thing, I get this many leads. No, 10X means you're going to get this huge result, but you have to trust yourself enough to actually make an investment right now and do what it takes. And when you do it long enough, and I quote long enough because everybody's long enough is different.
Yeah.
You'll get 10X. That was one of my 10X moves. Is there another one that you had?
Okay, one. I think I can share this. So everyone's had that like hard conversation of existing clients, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like one of those things where it's not working the same way they thought it would. And I'm not like a blame person or anything. I like taking ownership and be like, oh, man, sorry, we didn't get the results you wanted or whatever. But at the same time, it was like, well, you specifically told me you were looking for this.
Yeah, and I gave you
that. And I was giving you this. Mm-hmm. And so now it changed all of a sudden. So, but like seeing that, I saw it as an opportunity of like they need something else that's not in the scope of work that we have 10X time for.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. I would love to work with them again. I think we're in a different spot now. But like at that time, it was like what was best for them was not to continue doing what we were doing. And I had to be very honest with that.
Yeah.
Because what was best for them was they needed a short-term fix that was more direct sales and not like a long-term branding thing for the time being.
Yeah.
So I made that choice and I was like, hey, look, I just don't think we're a good fit.
You did it in a time. I remember this client. You did it in a time where you actually needed that.
I really needed it. But I was trying to be like, I'll be fine. Like, God's got me. I know he always provides. What I was looking at, though, was the time and efficiency of how we operate our regular package. We have it streamlined so well. All it would take is one or two clients and then
plug and play, baby.
And we still, like, they took the time of, like, for us to fulfill. It took the time of about 3 or 4 of our regular packages for the price of one. basically. Yeah. Close to one, a little bit over. But at the time, they were technically the largest client. And like, so it was that hard thing of, but I think that,
yeah,
that I was excited. I came out like, man, I wish it was different. But at the same time, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can say this. It kind of like felt like breaking up with that girlfriend that you kind of lost. Do you remember that, like, back in the day?
When, I have a couple, yeah.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, wait a minute. You think,
oh, this person.
Like, you're like
high school and middle school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And you're, like, devastated at first, but then you think for a second, you're like, wait, I have freedom to, like,
I had a bad breakup in high school, dude. It was like that.
Okay.
And then broke up, tired, like, sad, and then all of a sudden, like, who I'm married to now.
Yeah.
So I knew her dad was a pastor. She randomly called me out of the blue because we were always friends, but randomly called and her voice made me fall in love with her, like on the phone. Like, and now we're married. So yeah, it was one of those things. So business can do that to you.
But that really 10x'd our time. And then it felt like, dude, I can run ads again because
there you go. You
even
even
though like we lost revenue, technically,
you had capacity for
had capacity to take on a lot more clients and with a lot more certainty and confidence. Of the quality
and
of
within
results.
The market that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I have a similar experience, but not a client. I had to fire a couple of team members.
Oh.
That were very toxic, and I let it happen. My heart is big when it comes to like just helping people.
Yeah.
You know, and it was bringing everybody else down, and I saw the writing on the wall. If I kept them around, I would lose the majority of my team, and these people were producers.
Oh, okay.
Which sucked.
Dang.
They had to go.
Yeah.
But that opened up capacity for me to learn more in my leadership skills, to develop that, to spend time with my team and really develop their training. And do you know what happened? The people on my team, number one, thanked me. Number two said, you know, I don't mind taking on that. I don't mind taking on that. I don't mind taking on that.
Hmm.
And one of our best managers came from that. That increased our ability to 10x our business, where
yeah.
that was kind of my whole shift of getting out of actually the operations.
Because it helped your capacity.
Leadership.
Mm-hmm. But how much did it help your team capacity too?
Well, immensely. Because that person was bringing everybody down and not sharing information. And, you know, and so there were people on the team that were just, what do I do? Like, you know, this person doesn't want to give me the information. I'm kind of going through that again with somebody. So I have to just kind of pray and see like the direction I want to go. I'm noticing some early signs. So I'm like, I hope this doesn't happen again. Hopefully this person just kind of shapes up. You know what I mean? But who knows? I might have to do that again to 10x where I'm at right now. So I'm interested in you who's watching or listening. You know, I think everybody watching here is at a certain season in their business. Your obligation should always be to do a 10x move in your business.
Mm.
And remember, 10x is you're opening up capacity in the future by taking things off your plate right now to do more of something that actually works and that you need to do that nobody else in your business should be doing. So again, Uncle Alex Ramosi, the guy that I watch all the time, he's like, I work on making my business better. So every day I come in the morning, I have the most capacity and I don't schedule anything till the end of the day where I have less capacity to do so. The other part he talks about is 1 to 2 days a week where he just creates content. Because right now, if you can create great content for your business, you can actually 10x the amount of people that are watching you, following you, and then it can turn into a 10x amount of clients coming in.
Hmm. And if a busy entrepreneur, high-profile person knows the importance of dedicating a couple days of the week. Days, not like just 2 hours, but like 2 days of the week to put into this, you know there's something there that they understand.
Yeah. And one of the ways you can actually start to 10X on the video side of things is you can actually inquire about our guest experience here on the Entrepreneur Experience Podcast.
Our sponsor, the VIP experience with JT Visuals for this podcast specifically on the Entrepreneur Experience. If you're interested in one-time content to test out a podcast and get your message out there, or you're actually considering starting one of your own podcasts, whether that's with JT Visuals or not. At the end, we have a debrief where we go over a decision and what's right for you. It's not necessarily a sales conversation, unless you want it to be. It's a decision. Well, if you ask the right questions, it might turn into it.
Yeah.
All right. But if you're interested in that, the link is in the description below.
And you get to be on this podcast as a guest and bring value to our guests and potentially yours.
We don't take just anybody because we want to protect the quality of this show and what people like listening to.
Yep. So if you suck, don't even inquire. Yeah. Please, just don't.
Well, or do it. There's an application fee for $1 million. I'm just kidding.
All right. Lastly, what's one more thing that you've done to 10X your business?
Okay. I think this is a 10X mindset one for me, and it's new.
That's two.
It's the forthcoming.
You've done two 10X mindset things.
Well, I did a 10X business. Mindset was included to help
do that.
That's
true. That's true.
But it was actually sales. And then what was the other one? 10X capacity.
Yeah, with
your client. And then this is 10X mindset.
Mm.
So this one is, I'm thinking more like an unselfish person, a selfless owner, instead of the guy that can do it all. So I'm baking in the pricing that it has to be able to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind is convinced that from day one, I'm not even going to do it.
You stole mine.
Did I?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Dang it.
It's definitely more like concierge kind of thing.
It's not that we prep for this or anything like that.
And it's thinking more like an investor. If I invest my time and my money into this and then make it passive after that. Like, I mean, I want to inspire and vision and put out content, and I want to learn because this is my passion as well. And that's what's dangerous is this is a passion business for me. I've learned that from the Brad Sugars thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
What does he say? You can't duplicate genius, right?
Yeah. But I am like, dude, I've focused on scalability so much that like we're in like one room and we can make up to $1 million of revenue in one room pretty easy just on retainer plans.
Ooh, you can talk to them about the plan you just talked to me about?
So then all we do is we go, all right, well, we did that. Let's go over and do that again over here in this room. And it doesn't even have to require a whole new branding. Hmm. Like, we just buy more gear. We have about maybe $100,000 of gear. So that's the investment.
Do not give anybody your address so they don't break in over here.
But $100,000 and then like $1 million return potential.
That's 10X right there.
So that's a good return. Plus, you create cool jobs for people.
Mm.
And then instead of me thinking like, oh, I need to keep 80% of this or whatever, like as much as possible and take it. No, I want to like make sure it's like, hey, look, we're pretty good personally right now. So it's like it's easier to make the decision. And it's like, hey, I would like this to be more like investment style.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm working towards that and training the team and then got to make more sales. I'm at that part where if I make another sale one or two could get a new hire and then work even more without me.
I think same here. A 10X move is really thinking about how I could do this as either a team or somebody run something for me. Like, for example, we're talking about something right now called Brand OS.
Yeah, the brand operating system.
I came to you and I was like, Jared, great idea. I don't want to do it. But I think I want to do it with you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So it's like the next things that I do have to fall into two categories. It really like improves what I'm already doing or plays on what I'm already doing. And I have to have somebody doing it for me.
Mm.
Like that's how I'm thinking now.
And you think that in partnership with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I'm thinking, how do I not do it? Because I'm going to create chaos. And I think I am better, like I've learned, I'm better in the situation of inspiration, motivation, leadership, like that. That's my next
level. Well, that's why I'm going to have you talk at our next growth club.
Oh, cool.
You didn't know that.
I didn't realize that.
Kansas City folks, you want to see this guy talk at our next growth club?
Oh, that'd be cool. All right.
So. Branding, marketing, and AI, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's your stuff.
And I've learned the biggest takeaway, I'll just say, for AI is that it's not about being the guru because it just creates another software that now a business owner has to learn.
Nobody wants another software.
We're teaching all around to be the best entrepreneur. It's not doing all the things. It's not being the technician. So don't be the AI guru. Hire the AI guru. Well,
you
guess
what?
You know
what's making the most millionaires right now? People who could teach. And specifically right now, AI.
You want to teach your team AI because it could speed up their path. But if you have
you
that guy that's doing that.
You want to teach yourself how to teach your team. By the way, we might have a course coming in on our school about AI.
Yeah.
So I just make this up as I go. Yeah, but it's actually going to happen. I don't know when. It's just going to happen. So.
Yeah, we need accountability here. Someone say it.
I'm just selling them. Like, remember Elon Musk sold his first Tesla 13 years before it came out?
Oh, nice. But he had a way to catch it, right?
When you read his book, he was like, I hope this works.
Awesome.
He knew it was going to work. He just didn't have
the right full intent to do all this, though.
We do. We are actually going to do it. We are actually actively doing it.
Yeah. Like on my website, it has a teaser already.
Well, what we're looking to do is to build it so strong with a lot of members. We just passed 100. That's actually a really good spot. Once we hit maybe 20 more, we're probably going to charge monthly for it, a very low fee, and just keep going up as we get more people.
Yeah.
So it's happening, guys. It's really, really happening. Like, there's a link below for our school community. If you're not on there, get your butt on there. Stop not being on there.
It is stage one to installing a complete brand operating system as well as your operating system, ABOS.
Oh, ABOS, Action Coach Business Operating System, because everything needs an operating system now. You as the entrepreneur can no longer be the system. That's how you can never 10X your business, is when you are the bottleneck to your business because you do everything. Like, for example, your business cannot run off the Jared Taylor operating system. It has to run off the JT Visuals operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that if you're gone, a five-year-old can come read the manual and say, got it, let's go.
Okay, can we increase the age a little bit, though?
I'm just – well, you don't want a five-year-old, but I'm saying –
I'm thinking of my Theo. I'm like, dude, he's not going to do anything. Well, all right, you get the point.
You get the point. Well, look, Uncle Alex Ramosi said a four-year-old, so there.
No, he said third grader.
Oh, I thought he said fourth grader, and then I said four. You know what I'm saying. It's a thing, okay? They're young. They
gotta disagree.
Oh, all right.
Guys, bro, look. Starting this podcast has really helped too. Like,
my gosh.
And I'm not saying it because I sell podcasts, but it's because like being able to chat like this, and then it creates the buzz around that if you're good at sales, this is a really good warm up into the sales is what I've learned. You don't see the direct sales right away from like, oh, I can track that they came from the podcast and I've never met them. And they all of a sudden they signed up. Like that happens way later when you have like millions of subscribers. But you get the buzz and then you could be like, oh, dude, it's a reminder. Oh, yeah, I saw your podcast. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know what I was talking about? Or like, what was your greatest takeaway? And you get those conversations.
I go to church now, people say that.
Yeah.
One guy calls me Money Joe. I'm like,
oh, cool.
Well, the podcast is a 10X activity that we do for an eventual 10X that we haven't seen yet, but we know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We've already surpassed the top podcasters because what is it? The top podcasters.
I was counting how many people I know came from social media in general.
Oh. Well, I was basically saying that they say if you do 21 episodes, you're already top how many podcasters?
Sorry, I'm still doing the math. I think it's like $40,000-$50,000 that I've made just from social media. Like if you can actually track it. The problem is a lot of people can't track it.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back and I know.
Head conversations talking about social media things.
Sorry, I was talking about the results from like doing podcasts and social media.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm done. Go.
I forgot what I asked. ADHD. Oh, no. We've made it in the top podcast because we've done more than 21 episodes, right? You saw a statistic that said something like that?
Yep.
So we know that the 10X results is on its way. We haven't felt it, but we're starting to make money with this podcast, which is great. So we see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a freight train coming towards us, you know?
And it's pretty low dollar that we've put in, so it really works.
It's just our time.
Yep.
But
I love
we've seen
an increase in like subs and everything else, but like when it comes to the ROI of direct customers that are tracked only to the podcast, that's the hard part.
If we didn't have the podcast, we wouldn't have the school community. We've been able to build the school community to where school itself uses our platform to advertise for other people to start their platform.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's great.
So, anyways, guys, a 10X move means you have to make an investment of time and or money. Just remember that. And it's a mindset too. Jared, You really did a good job at saying, hey, I had a 10X mindset. The first mindset is, who do I actually get to help me with this versus how do I do this myself?
Mm.
And the other mindset shift is understanding that there's going to be investments that are necessary. Like we are investing our time into this podcast and we still made low dollar amounts based off what we put in. We're making money, but way lower than what we've put in. But we know it's coming. And it might not come directly from the podcast, but what comes from doing the podcast, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the 10X move is an investment of time and money up front.
Those are good words. I was like, it's not from the podcast. It's through the podcast.
Yeah. Share your 10X moves or based off what we talked about today, share what your next 10X move will be and the expected result that you want to get from that. We'd love to hear your stories.
Yep.
Put it in the comments. Join our school community and post on there too. Let's see who the next top contributor will be.
Yep.
John Mueller, Love you, but let's see if someone can knock him off that top contributor. I think I just motivated him just to post more because he's a very competitive guy.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, Joseph Garrow here, business coach with Action Coach, telling you to stay strong.
Did you debate saying my line?
I did. I was going to say keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Wow.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but Joe, you got something on your chest.
When I failed my first eight business, I chalked it up to a couple of things. Number one, I was very proud and I didn't learn how to build a business. But the second thing I realized is I didn't go to school for this.
And it's fun to try to figure things out and explore. Mm-hmm. But then there comes a point where you're like, wait, hold on. What are all the other successful business owners doing?
We've provided something for you if you feel the same exact way. We've provided School, SKOOL, Entrepreneur Experience, where you can actually have free content and a community of people that are also in there that are entrepreneurs that love to give feedback and ask for feedback. If you don't feel like you have the resources enough to help you become successful, join our school.
It starts for free. So what are you waiting for? Go to jtvisuals.com/school. That's JTVisuals without the I, and that's school with a K.
Now back to the show.